You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. This is your host, Anthony Marino. Happy to be here with you talking everything Buffalo Bills football. And the 2019 regular season is finally here. Labor Day weekend is in the books. The kids are off to school. And that only means one thing. It's time for real NFL football to take place. So I think for all of us as Buffalo Bills fans, at least many of us, shouldn't speak for everybody, but a real sense of optimism heading into this season, the week one matchup with a division rival in the New York Jets. I anticipate it to be a good game on Sunday. Two young quarterbacks in Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. And with all that being said, I think it's going to be a competitive football game. Really, as we talk about things today, I want to talk a little bit about the 2019 season as a whole, some of the expectations we have. But before I get into that, first off, don't forget to subscribe to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel to get all the great shows that we have here for you. And also encourage you, when you hear this, check out my pinned tweet. We've got the Survivor Pool taking place to raise some funds for charity, and would love to have you participate to earn some great prizes like autographed jerseys from Fred Jackson, some signed 8x10s from guys like Steve Tasker, Stevie Johnson, and Daryl Talley. So encourage you to check that out on my Twitter account, at Ant Marino. Now, as we talk about our topic for today's show, really with so much of it, I want to talk to you about some season superlatives. And you may remember a few weeks back, Joe Marino from Locked On Bills and from thedraftnetwork.com joined us, and he talked about his season superlatives for the Buffalo Bills. And it got me thinking just a little bit, you know, if I were to assign these categories to our favorite team, who would I look to put in each of these spots? And I think it becomes an interesting topic of conversation, something that you could probably think of yourself. And of course, would love to get your thoughts. Again, you can reach me on Twitter or put this in the comment section at BuffaloRumblings.com. The categories that we'll go through today, they're the same that Joe did at the Draft Network. And again, if you're not following him on Twitter, you should be. If you're not following Locked On Bills, you should be. And of course, all of his work at thedraftnetwork.com, just a wealth of knowledge for fans of the Buffalo Bills, but really just fans of football in general. So I encourage you to do that. The categories we'll talk about today are breakout guy, comeback kid, rising star, don't forget about, needs to rebound, dark horse MVP, and under the radar. And there's really one of these categories I struggled with the most, and I'll probably save that one for last. But as we go through with it, we'll jump right in. And my pick for breakout guy is really going to be Tremaine Edmonds this year. That should come as no surprise to Buffalo Bills fans, right? We think back, we've talked about it on the podcast enough. Edmonds playing in 2018 at only 20 years old, especially very early in the season, right? Looked a little bit lost out there at times, over-anticipating things, maybe just, you know, who knows, the adrenaline kind of getting the best of him in some situations. But as it came about, we saw with Edmonds, right, where he started to settle in the second half of the 2018 season. And I think as we go through with it and you take a look, here is a guy that when you see him now being the leader of the defense, right, when you've got different interviews, he's at the podium representing the defensive side of the ball, really commanding and controlling from that middle linebacker position behind a talented defensive line and everything that he's going to be able to do. I think for those that are, you know, truly in football circles, right, Tremaine Edmonds is someone that they know and that they may talk about. But I think when we talk about Tremaine Edmonds, the potential, right, to be a Pro Bowler in 2019 still has to, you know, really show the player that he could be, that he was down the stretch. in 2018. And I know that sounds like a bit of a broken record, right? Because that's what we always say about Josh Allen as well, his performance down the stretch, all these different pieces. But really what he can mean for this team, Tremaine Edmonds is that guy that I expect to just continue to be a freak for Sean McDermott and his defense, and truly to be that breakout guy, not amongst Bills fans, right? Everybody has high expectations for him and what he can be, but more so on the national scene as a focal point of the Buffalo Bills defense and a true leader for them in so many ways. When we talk about the comeback kid, you know, for me, this is Shaq Lawson. And I know many of you might be rolling your eyes right now because Shaq Lawson, in many ways, as a former first round pick, defensive end out of Clemson, right, selected under the Rex Ryan, Doug Whaley regime, might be thinking to yourself, well, here's a guy in the last year of his rookie deal. What kind of comeback is he going to make at this point? But I think when you look at Lawson and right how he has become, call it almost a full defensive end, right? And playing very well against the run, batting down passes, becoming a valuable piece of Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier's defense during the 2018 season, really seeing that take place for the first time. And, you know, there's just something about what I will call talented defensive players in a contract year, and what they can do, right? And really Shaq Lawson being that third defensive end behind Jerry Hughes and behind Trent Murphy. But what he can do, kind of bringing some fresh legs to the table. I like what I've seen from Shaq Lawson so far, at least what you've seen in the media, his interviews and pieces that have been there. I like what we saw from him in the preseason so far, you know, really with it just being active, right, in the defensive backfield and what he could do. And I know we don't want to get into preseason football too much and kind of what happened there and what it looked like. But, you know, Shaq Lawson, I thought he finished the 2019 season very strong with 2 sacks against the Miami Dolphins, and by all means has had a good offseason, a good training camp, and a good preseason. So when I call him a bit of a comeback kid, right, I mean, here's someone that I think can really step up for the team this year, being that third defensive end. And I think the Bills will see some good things for him in the final year of his contract, which always gives guys a little bit of extra motivation there. The rising star, zero surprise right here, right? Josh Allen. And we've seen Josh Allen evolve since the end of the 2018 season to now in being the face of the Buffalo Bills franchise. And when we talk about being a rising star, again, I'm not talking fantasy football stats here. I'm not saying that he's going to be Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or any of those things, but being the face of the franchise and being a star in the NFL. And I think we've started to see a lot of that. The crew on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, they are obviously fans of Josh Allen, some of the highlight reel plays that he has made. Quite frankly, you know, I think in 2018, all of those highlight reel plays seem to tie truly with his legs, right? Him making plays, running the football. Where we look at things for 2019, I think as Josh Allen's star continues to rise, we are going to see him to become a bit of a bigger star, less so much with his legs, but more so with his arm, right? And we've talked about the weapons that are around him. John Brown specifically comes to mind when you think about that. You think of some of the plays that Allen had with Robert Foster in the past. But I think just, you know, again, the face of the franchise for Bills fans, the expectations, we've talked about all of those things. But when I say that Josh Allen is a rising star, again, talking about it on a national level, the Bills starting to get that recognition, you know, as everyone says, oh, you know, there's disrespect from the national media when they make their picks, when they do these things. I think it's just a matter of time, again, for a lot of these folks continuing to kind of jump on board with this. And you listen to the Inside the NFL podcast, you hear their crew talk about Allen with a sense of optimism. I mentioned Good Morning Football before. I think it's just a matter of time here as he continues to make some of those splash plays that Josh Allen is truly the rising star for the Buffalo Bills. And who knows, right? He could be put in this category next year and the year after that and the year after that as he continues to grow. So as we talk about don't forget about, right, and I think this is an interesting category. I'm glad that Joe included it in his podcast because I think it ties into two members of the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, I'll split this one guy on offense, one on defense. And of course, that guy on offense is Frank Gore. the release of LeSean McCoy, opening up additional touches for him. Yes, I fully expect Devin Singletary to become, let's say, the number one back in Buffalo. But if you heard my Four Bold Predictions podcast from just a little while back, you know, I see Gore as that guy that could truly lead the Buffalo Bills in rushing during the 2019 season. Averaged 4.7 yards per carry last year. I still expect the Bills to have somewhat of a running back by committee between him, Devin Singletary, and TJ Yeldon. So, you know, Frank Gore is one of those players. In no way, shape, or form should anyone forget about him. And again, if you're watching the tape, if you see what he did last season, if you see what he did throughout training camp, and by all accords, you know, don't look at the age. Don't look at the name on the back of the jersey. If you just see him carrying the football, Frank Gore is doing good things. And I think he is going to continue to do good things for the Buffalo Bills this season. And as you go through it, right, again, the release of LeSean McCoy, to me, shows that the coaching staff, the front office, has a lot of confidence in what Frank Gore can continue to do, because this is not a team that is just going to roll out a rookie in Devin Singletary, taking it in the third round and say, like, hey, just, you know, you're our man, just go with this. That's not going to happen. And I think especially early on in the season, we are going to see Frank Gore get a decent number of touches. And again, my prediction for him to be the leading rusher for the Bills this season. So we'll see how that one goes.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
But the other guy that we look at, and again, the other elder statesman for the Buffalo Bills, is Lorenzo Alexander, another 36-year-old. But again, just watch him play. Don't say, well, he's this old, he's this, we're expecting him to drop off. Has shown no signs of dropping off in any way, shape, or form. 6.5 sacks last year. Again, you know, 74 tackles. Active forcing fumbles, a pair of interceptions. I mean, here's a guy that comes to play. And I know what we said before, right? Tremaine Edmonds is developing into that leader of the defense, becoming the face of the defense. But as long as Lorenzo Alexander is on this team, he is going to be a leader for the Buffalo Bills. And he does great things. And I just think it's easy for us when we talk about the defense, right? We can get into Ed Oliver. We talk about Tremaine Edmonds, Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Matt Milano, all these exciting pieces, right? Haven't even touched base on Jerry Hughes. All of these things that come in, and what is that one constant for the Buffalo Bills? It's Lorenzo Alexander back there, just continuing to do great things. So when you say don't forget about Frank Gore and Lorenzo Alexander, these were like two of the easiest choices to make with this. And I think for these guys, Bills fans, myself included, still expecting some great things this season. And I'm looking forward to seeing what both of these young men can do on the field this year. Needs to rebound for the Bills, Trent Murphy, right? And Trent Murphy, he signed the free agent contract in 2018, you know, coming back from, you know, the injuries that he had faced was not the player everyone hoped he would be last year. By all accounts now, he is healthy. When you talk to his teammates, it seems like he is in a good spot physically. You've seen some good flashes from him in the preseason. And is this a guy now that can come back and be that true complement two Jerry Hughes, right, on the other side of the defensive line, and really, you know, kind of revert to 2016 Trent Murphy, who had 9 sacks for the Washington Redskins. Again, last year just was not himself. By all accounts, he is healthy. So a guy that, you know, for the Bills to say, hey, this, you know, this can be that bookend to Jerry Hughes on a talented defensive line, it should come to no surprise that Trent Murphy gets the needs to rebound category, I guess, for the Buffalo Bills. Under the radar is a guy that, for whatever reason, seems to be a whooping boy for too many fans out there, and I'm not quite sure why this is. Maybe it just ties to the contract that he signed, but the under-the-radar player for me is Star Lotulelei. And if you listen to my time on the Believe podcast or earlier on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, Star Lotulelei is a guy that deserves so much more credit for everything that he does, taking on 2 blockers in each and every setting to allow other guys to free up and to make big plays. And I don't know what it is, if it's just maybe a lack of knowledge, if you just look at the contract and you think he's going to be a defensive lineman that's going to come in and get multiple tackles for loss or sacks or this and that. That is not what Star Lotulelei is asked to do. He is asked to eat up as many blockers, take on as many linemen as he can every single time. And therefore, by doing that, it allows Jerry Hughes, Trent Murphy, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, take your pick of any other defensive lineman, right, to go out there and create havoc on the field during the season. And if Star Lotulelei is doing his job and doing his job well, everybody else on the defense is going to shine. And I thought he did his job during the 2018 season. You saw as the Bills defense continued to improve. But for some reason, he would be one of those guys that maybe just, you know, he's not in a position that gets you statistics, right? So no one's going to see those splash plays coming from him. But for me, he is the easy choice for under the radar. And a guy that if he comes out and continues to perform the way that he can, it is going to allow those other guys on the defensive line to just do great work. And not even just them, but think of the linebackers as well, for Tremaine Edmonds, Lorenzo Alexander, and Matt Milano to do the things that make them so effective out on the field. So I'm a fan of Star Lotulelei. I hope he's going to have a great 2019 season, because again, the better that he does, the better everyone else on the defense is. He is really kind of a cornerstone piece of that defense for what he can do. So, you know, cut it out when people start talking about the contract and other pieces with it, and just let the man go play and allow the others to really run free on the defensive side of the ball. Final category, Dark Horse MVP. And this is one, again, I think if you're going to call it the dark horse, well, you can't go with somebody like a, you know, a Josh Allen. You know, that's too obvious. Even maybe a Jerry Hughes is too obvious. So, you know, you try to think to yourself, who is that dark horse MVP for the team? And the name I wrote down, right, is probably not someone that you can consider a most valuable player, but just hear me out with it a little bit. I went with Deion Dawkins as the starting left tackle for the Buffalo Bills. And again, similar, you know, I think many folks were ready to kick him into guard, ready for the team to trade him, look to upgrade at left tackle. I think Deion Dawkins is ready to have a fantastic 2019 season. And I say that in that he's been entrenched as the left tackle. He is the lone returning starter as part of this unit, and you've seen a different focus in the workouts and what he's been doing. You see stability with Quentin Spain being next to him at left guard. Obviously, the upgrade that the Buffalo Bills have made along the offensive line, and truly for the Bills to have a successful 2019 season on offense, Deion Dawkins is going to need to have a great season. So if the Bills are going to win 10 games, if they're going to make it to the playoffs, if Josh Allen is going to make that next step, if the running game is going to, you know, kind of come back to what you need it to be behind Frank Gore and Devin Singletary, in my opinion, so much of that success will be tied to Deion Dawkins and what he can do at left tackle. So I get it, right? When you talk about MVPs of teams, you talk about guys that, you know, play wide receiver, running back, quarterback, defensive end, those plays that can really lock up a ton of stats and all the different pieces that come with that. But for me, if the Bills are going to be successful, on offense for the passing game to step up, the running game. Deion Dawkins is going to be a huge piece of that as he looks to become a franchise left tackle for the Bills. So if I'm truly embracing, right, what we call a dark horse MVP candidate and not just going with one of the big names or the flashy positions or anything like that. So I'm taking this to true a sense to the word as I possibly can. I'll go with Deion Dawkins as my dark horse MVP. Like I said, I would love to get your comments. Hit me up on Twitter at Ant Marino. Leave something in the comments section. Look forward to everything with the Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets on Sunday. Hit that subscribe button. You want to hear all of our shows previewing the matchups, talking about the 2019 season, all the great things taking here place here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.